home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
I swear, okay. Best laid plans. Paul, shut up. Hold on.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves, and on the big screen, we're live from Hollywood. It's Super J Radio with your host, Garrett Miller, starring Paul and Matt.
There we go. That's the official welcome. Okay.
Lord, Garrett, I just honestly, I love you. You always make me laugh. You always are. And you're not even a comedian. But you
it is
always,
so early.
Go ahead.
I'm glad somebody makes you laugh, because I'm telling you, that's a hard job to fill. So if everybody who's listening, you know, Paul and I were chatting before the show, and was like, oh, shoot, I didn't put in the right link for the music, because the show automatically defaults to the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday thing. And so I said, let me go fix it real quick. So I go and fix it, so it should play the Super Gay Radio intro. And, of course, it didn't update onto Blog Talk by the time, you know, we went live. So 6 minutes ago, you know, I was trying to change the course of history, and here we go. But anyway, welcome to Saturday.
I know, another Saturday. And can you believe I'm sitting here with the French doors open on March 12th in Rochester, New York?
I'll say yes, because yesterday we had torrential rains. The patio was flooded again, and it was absolutely horrible. You know, we need the rain, so I'm not going to bitch. And today it's bright and sunny and crisp, and I'm not going to do the weather report, but it's probably going to be about 65 today, something like that. It's gorgeous.
We're going to hit 68.
Well, you'll.
I mean,
then Paul, you're going to top me today.
It's like that's never happened before. How do you think I got this fucking show? but no, I'm just everybody's talking about weather, yada yada yada, but I'm amazed. I mean, we've had less than 3 feet of snow fall all year long,
wow,
which is incredibly low. It's going to kill the growing season. But my grass has never turned brown, even under all the, it's green, it's lush, it needs to be cleaned up, but people do that. I don't do that.
You have people. I like that you have people.
You need, you know, because I'm surprisingly, I'm not like a yard person quick fun story. Years ago, when Jim was working in Minnesota, he used to travel out there for 3 weeks out of the month and then come home for a week. I was working, and we had a storm one night. I got up to go to work the next day. I'm driving down my driveway. We've got a really long driveway. Driving down my driveway, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what the hell is that in the driveway? An apple tree had snapped at the base and completely blocked the driveway. So I drove up and over the lawn and I'm driving into work thinking about this big fucking apple tree, like in the driveway. I'm like, you know, I probably should take care of that, because if there's a fire or something, you know, fire trucks aren't, I don't want them driving on the lawn. So I called our yard guy. He does our trees and our lawns and stuff like that. And his name is Jim. I'm like, Jim, this is Paul over on Pinella. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I had a tree fall and it's across the driveway. Do you know what he said to me? Whatever you do, don't touch the chainsaw. As if I would, but I laughed. I don't worry about it. I laughed, him and his guys came and cleaned it up that afternoon. But it's like, so we've kept him for all these years because
because he says, whatever you do, don't touch the chainsaw.
I know. Can you imagine me with a chainsaw and not chopping up bodies? I mean, seriously.
I mean, let's be real. You have the inside the house chainsaw, and then you have the outside the house chainsaw, and you don't mix chainsaws.
Exactly. Exactly. And as I've said before, but it bears repeating, if anybody ever has to dispose of a body for whatever reason, freeze it before you put it in the wood chipper. You'll get far less gunking up and clogging.
It's true. Well, everybody saw the movie Fargo, so you know how that works.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, not everybody saw it, but just in case.
Well, enough people saw it, yeah.
Because sometimes when you're under stress and you've got like a body or two to get rid of, you don't think of the logical. You just, you know.
Well, especially up in your part of the country, though, Paul, it's a whole lot easier to freeze a body than it is down here in Huntington Beach. I mean, here I'd have to empty out my outside freezer and, you know, let, you know, some hamburger go to waste. So I'd have to think twice about making that happen.
No, actually, you go down to the beach and you dig a big pit and buy about 40 pounds of lye.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm taking notes, just in case.
So, and not just, you know, and this is for authors out there. If you need, you know, I just, the shit I know just boggles
the mind. It's crazy what you know. I'm telling you, Paul.
Yeah. And I say all of this so that our friend Tony G down in New Jersey can say, see, everybody, I told you, it is not safe for children.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. I mean, the things that you come up with are just, you know, you're out of control, Paul.
I try. I try. It's just me. And that's the scary thing. Yeah. It's just me. So how was your week?
It's been a crazy week. I mean, but all of my weeks are good. So when I say crazy, some people say, you know, what kind of crazy is that? Because they think, oh, my gosh, what happened? It's like, well, for me, when I say it's a crazy week, it's like, what didn't happen? But just, you know, I'm working on, for anybody who's out there who wants to go do this, and I certainly would welcome your feedback. I was just telling Paul right before the show that I updated my website. I was up until 2 o'clock this morning with my record label doing, some updates. And so if you go to GarrettMiller.com and take a look at the stuff that I've got on there, that's the new and improved. I will say the homepage video, while it is cool, you know, I'm very egocentric if it's going to be my page. So I put that video up just because it has a theme of the music business on there, but I'm going to be going down to the beach in the next week or so and filming a new video for, the landing page. And so that's apparently like the new cool thing that all the cool kids are doing. And so I'm trying to be hip and popular, just like, you know, Justin and Taylor are. And, so we did some website, you know, strategizing this week, and we've got some branding opportunities that are coming up. So that was a big thing for me to get done, because, you know, I love doing it, but it takes a while for me to get into the zone. But once I'm in the zone, you know, as soon as the show was over last night, actually I was chatting with the label last night during the show, I was playing music, and I said, okay, you got to stop talking to me right now, because if I don't, you know, pay attention to the show, I'm going to forget about what I'm going to be playing next. And I've got these requests coming in, da 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 da. So at 9:01, as soon as the show was over, I spent the next 5 hours working on the site, you know, and once I start working on things, it's just like when I write music or when I write, I just totally lose track of time. And I look up at the clock, I'm like, holy crap, it's 2 o'clock. I got to be up at 6 so I can do the show with Paul at 8. I need some shut eye. So I'm actually drinking. I haven't had the full cup, but I'm drinking a cup of coffee. So there's that. I've got a new album project that I'm working on. This is brand new. I don't know if I've even shared it with you, but I'm working on a theme song for a project. I can't really tell a whole lot more of the details about that until ink is dry. But I went up and met with my producer collaborator on the song Monday and yesterday, and we've come up with a really catchy tune that I can't wait to, you know, get into the studio and actually record it. So I've written the lyrics. We came up with the melody and the harmonies and that type of thing yesterday. And in a couple more weeks, when my producer returns from a trip to Key West, we'll go ahead and get that finalized and, you know, just keep moving along. But I've got that. I've got, and this is a world exclusive, Paul. I haven't shared this anywhere yet. This is me getting gabby with you. So it's like, you're like truth serum to me, Paul. Okay.
Before you share it, now, can you actually share something, or is this going to be another vague booking audio?
No, this is going to be an actual. I have two actuals here.
Yay.
Sweat and Testify, the official remix we are releasing as the legitimate single on iTunes. That'll be coming up this next week. So you'll get a brand new thumbnail and brand new cover art for that, which you'll see me topless twice in the same picture. And so that has been received so well at radio around the United States and also over in the UK. It's getting some major play there that the label and I, along with the website redesign this week, said, you know, what would be fun is to do some remixes. And I said, well, that sounds great, but, you know, Papa's got to, you know, pay rent and things like that. So we got it worked out. Instead of doing this wild and crazy project, we're going to release the Sweat and Testify. We're going to release Blonde Jesus, and we're going to release I Am as club mixes. The last two are being remixed right now. Then we're going to also include a new science fiction song, theme song that I sang for an author, Kathy Porter. That's called Mother Earth Anthem. That's going to be released later this summer to coincide with the publishing date of her book. So I'm now doing theme songs for authors, which sounds kind of crazy, but it's just like doing a theme song for a movie. And that's a ballad, but it has potential to be remixed as a dance hit. So we'll see how that plays out. And so we're going to release that probably... See, I'm trying to time this to the release of the Blonde Jesus single. So I'm probably going to release this probably June-ish. And it's going to be called Blonde Jesus is All Mixed Up. There's your world exclusive. Isn't that fun?
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
It's going to be great. So the guy that did the remix for Sweat and Testify is also doing the remixes for Blonde Jesus and I Am. And I know people say, well, you know, you should have a bunch of different producers and remixers and all of that. And I said, well, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you, if you got something that works, you know, don't fix what ain't broke. So I'm going to go ahead and have these folks do the remix again. And he's out of the Netherlands. And the guy that does it, he plays the EDM concerts with hundreds of thousands of people on a regular basis. And so he knows what people are listening to. And, you know, when the song originally came back, I said, well, this is interesting, you know, not good or bad. This is interesting. But the more I play it, the more I love hearing the beats, how he's reimagined the song. But the radio stations that are picking it up are like, we love this because it's something that's current and it's hip and it's today. And it doesn't sound like every other epping song that's on the radio. And I said, okay, thank you for playing it. What else can I do to make you, you know, play it more? And they said, nothing. We're going to put it on power rotation. It's on every 45 minutes. So thrilled about that. So that's my news that's not vague that I can actually share with you.
I love that. I love that. And actually, I really, really like Sweat and Testify.
It was so much fun. You know, I'm not sitting here doing
really
a commercial
is.
For the, but it's, you know, it just was, do you want to know the story behind that? You know, so real quick, I was taking singing lessons from Bilson Kay, who is, well, he's been on the show a couple of times on the Friday Night Dance Party. He's an accomplished singer-songwriter himself, but he's a world-famous bass guitar player. You say, I've never heard of him. Well, that's okay. I don't really care if you have or not. But what I care about is the fact that the man knows what he's doing. He's also acclaimed to the point that he is Neil Diamond's bass player when Neil goes on tour. So, you know, if you're going to play with Neil Diamond, you got to kind of know your chops because Neil doesn't he's not going to suffer a fool. So when Bill and I are doing my vocal lessons, and he's trying to keep me from singing like this because that's how I sing until I got some coaching. Bill says, you know, you can go out there and you can, you know, you can be an Adele, you can be a Pavarotti, you can be one of these amazing singers. Or, you know, there's also singers that are out there that do a little Sweat and Testify. And maybe they're great singers, maybe they're not, but they put a lot of entertainment value into what they're doing because they're sweating and raising their arms and throwing their arms around and testifying and woo, you know, and doing all of this. Mm-hmm. And I love the term sweat and testify. So that just became one of our little, you know, trademark sayings about, you know, anytime we're, you know, adding a little bit more performance than, you know, vocals to something. I said, this would be a fun song to, you know, this would be a fun title for a song. And so I wrote the song about, you know, quit waiting around for people to actually do stuff for you, you know, because we all know people like, well, you know, I just can't because I need somebody.
Right.
And we hate that. So I wrote this song called Sweat and Testify, but I knew that I needed to have like this big, big, big sound on it. And my voice, you know, is great. It's wonderful. It's, you know, all that in a bag of chips, but it's not, I needed help on the chorus. And so I reached out to a couple of singers, Kelly Fitzgerald, who's also on Witch Sisters Halloween as one of the witches. And then I had met director Sam Urban, who has directed all kinds of projects. He's also been an actor, writer, producer. And he, we were having lunch one day, and he says, "Oh, by the way, have you, you remember Deborah Wilson from Mad TV?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, I love Deborah Wilson." And so he says, "Well, hear this. You know, she sang this theme song for one of my movies that I was just, you know, wrapping up with. And, you know, I'd totally forgotten that, you know, she played Beyonce and Whitney Houston on Mad TV for all those years." So he plays me this song. And, you know, Paul, I'm a little slow to the party. And you know that firsthand because you still have to coach me every once in a while. Garrett, you need to do. And then, you know, about 3 weeks later, it soaks in. So that's kind of how it worked with Sam. So we'd had lunch. He lets me hear the song that Deborah had done. And I'd already done my version of Sweat and Testify with scratch vocals. And honestly, wasn't impressed. And so the song kind of percolated in my head a little bit. I revised some of the lyrics, so the song was just a little bit tighter. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I remember it specifically, I woke up, rose out of bed, and I said, "I need to call Deborah Wilson and see if she would sing on the record because I need her voice." I mean, I don't know Deborah Wilson. I've never met Deborah Wilson. The only connection I have is Sam Urban. And so I go and you know, find her on social media, and I send her a message. And the next morning, I wake up to a beautiful email saying, "Hello, beautiful soul." She uses terms like that all the time with everybody. And her energy is just great. But she says, "I would love to help you. Let's work out the details, and I'll come on down, and we'll just have a great time." And I about fell out of my chair. So when Deborah came down, she comes in, and she's, you know, of course, very professional, very wonderful. And she goes, "Okay, what would you like me to do?" And my producer and I, at the time, we look at her, you know, kind of dumbfounded and go, "We want you to Deborah Wilson the song. And so, you know, we need you to sing like pretty much three words, Sweat and Testify." And so, you know, she was there for probably about an hour, hour and a half, you know, going through the different things. And she'd say, "Okay, I want to do it a little bit different this way. I want to do this, and let's, you know, vamp a little bit." And at the end of it, I went, "Oh my God, now we've got a hit." And what was my least favorite song on the album now is, well, you know, I like them all, but I really love Sweat and Testify. I love the album version, but the remix that is out there is going to really freak people out. And if you want to hear a preview of it, I want you to go out and buy it because Papa needs a new pair of shoes, you know. But if you'd like to go to SoundCloud today, you can go to SoundCloud and, you know, look me up. And it is getting wild, wild, wild airplay already. I'm not telling you that, but I kind of got it up on SoundCloud a little bit early, and it's already getting thousands and thousands and thousands of plays. So I'm really excited about that. But you'll hear, that's the remix. You'll hear that, and then you'll also hear the original version. You get a little clip of that on SoundCloud.
Cool.
So, yeah. So there's your little inside the, you know, musician studio gossip for the week.
Inside scope, baby. Inside scope. That's what I'm all about. Give me something that I don't know. Yeah. Which isn't much.
Hey, it looks like we've got a caller. Should we go to the phone line and see who it is?
Actually, it should be our buddy Frank, Miss Viola, talking about the RuPaul.
I hope so, but, you know, let's see. So let's bring – is this Frank?
It is, Garrett. Hello, darling.
Hello, my doll. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm excited you're here.
Yay!
Oh, Paul's here too. Hello, Paul.
I know. He's going to get ready for a show tonight, but I begged him to call in because RuPaul premiered season 8 this past Monday, and somebody was eliminated, which is my favorite part of the show. And I really want Frank to give me the drag queen perspective. So, Frankie, take it away, darl.
Well, all right, I'll just talk, I guess. No, I was thrilled to see. I know, I have such a problem with talking. I was thrilled to see some of these wonderful queens this season. You know, you always hear the rumors about who's going to be on and who thinks they're going to be on, and, you know, you troll the Instagram accounts to see if they're posting over the summer when you know they're out in L.A. filming, and so I kind of had an idea of a couple of them, and there were some that I was very surprised at. I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled, that one of my favorite performers of all time. And look, it takes a lot for me to like you as an entertainer. It really does, because I do it myself. But I am in love with Bob the Drag Queen. I mean, Bob the Drag Queen is be all end all to me.
Yep.
I have followed Bob for years. I got to tell you something. If you don't know who Bob the Drag Queen is, you need to go on YouTube. Just type that in. And let me tell you something. You are going to be blown away by what this girl does on stage.
One second.
So fun.
If you've never seen Bob the Drag Queen, you must search Bob the Drag Queen Crazy. That's the first and only video you ever have to see of this queen. Absolute fucking genius. Okay.
Brilliant. And the other one, have you seen Bob the Drag Queen, I'm a Slave for You?
Yes.
Yes. That's the one that just gets me every time. So thrilled.
Okay.
While
you guys chat, I'm actually going to YouTube to look at Bob the Drag Queen Crazy. I'm going to go listen to this right now. So please commence chatting.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love it, girl. My other favorite, of course, is, and I'm a New York girl. I lived in New York for a long time. But Acid Betty and Thorgy Thor. I just love those three. I just think they're phenomenal. And I think they're going to go far this season. I really do. That's my prediction now.
Okay.
The few that I was a little less than enthused with, and Paul told me I had to be nice, so I'm going to say this in the most polite way possible, Cynthia Lee Fontaine is fun, and she's lovely, and I'm sure she's a beautiful person. I don't know. It's a little over the top for me, and that's saying a lot, let me tell you. I want to like her, and I think I'm going to like her, but it was a little bit like, someone had poured pixie sticks down Charo's throat and then let her loose in an amusement park. That's sort of what the feeling that I got from her. So I'm not
perfect.
Sure. I like her. I just don't know that style is going to go far this season. Because I know, you know what the judges look for. I made a list. I have notes. Naomi Smalls, I think she's gorgeous. You know, I think she's pretty. I think she's fun. Those legs, my God. It's like you could, amazing. KFC kills for legs like that. Beautiful. Dax exclamation point, I think, is very talented. She's got a great Instagram account. Everybody should follow her Instagram. She's a big-time cosplayer. I love that. I hope that she can do other things besides cosplay. That's my concern for her. I think that she could do well if she does. Our one that went home, Naisha, and I know you're going to pronounce her name wrong, like you said, but Naisha, I tell you, I thought she was gorgeous, and I really think that she sort of got robbed, I got to be honest with you.
Honestly, though, all she is gorgeous.
But I don't know if that's true, Paul. That's my thing. I feel like there's more to her that we are never going to get to see. She did win the Miss Continental pageant. I'm very familiar with that pageant system. I have a lot of friends that have done it, and it's all about being beautiful. Let me tell you something. It's all about being beautiful. But I feel like there's something else there. So I don't know. I haven't done a lot of research on her. I have to hop on the YouTubes and see. But I don't know.
I've seen, after the show, I've been through online and what she has out there, she's pretty. But I don't see anything that is, number one, out of the box. Everything is off of the rack. And she's just pretty. She's one of the pageant queens, which I've got nothing against pageants at all. I think they're wonderful. But number one, that's just one type of drag. And it's just the look, you know? I mean, it's the beauty pageant look, and that's all there is. I'm very prejudiced in the sense of, I don't care who you are in drag, you should be able to either sew, staple, or stitch witch an outfit to throw together.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you know, look, I can sew. You know, can I sew? Yes. Can I sew a dress? Probably not. But I can hot glue a dress like nobody's business.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how you get the shit together, just get it together. Because honestly,
her outfit was lackluster. Her outfit was very lackluster in that challenge. And she had kind of a fun challenge. You know, she could have gone any different kind of way with it. And I remember that season when they did the design on a dime or drag on a dime challenge. And I was a little let down by that. But on the other hand, Layla McQueen, who was the other girl up for elimination, I think there's a lot more there. I think her opening outfit was just terrible. I don't think it was good at all. I don't think it was a smart choice for that to be your first impression. But I think her runway look was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I really kind of liked it. So I think there's something else behind her. I think we're going to get a chance to see it. And that girl can perform. I thought she did a great job with that lip sync.
Oh, they both did the lip sync well. Only thing that Nayla killed herself with on the lip sync was the clap that was just so weird.
Yeah, very odd.
It was just very more Dr. Seuss than anything.
I would agree.
But no, I mean, I think it's going to be a good season. I'm disappointed that their plus size girl is basically Kim Chi, who I don't consider plus size.
I don't either. It was like the season when they considered Roxy Andrews plus size. And I'm looking down at my stomach thinking, if that bitch is plus size, then what the hell am I?
But the thing is I just... First of all, you look at it like, okay, she's going to be the first to go home. And I don't know. I have my friend. But then again, you know what? Honestly, I've got problems with everything. So.
Well, it's true. You do. That's more than anyone I've ever met. That's okay. No, I actually think, my problem with the show, and I will be polite when I say this, because I don't want to take anything away from her talent, because she is unbelievably talented. She has an amazing skill and impersonation. I think she's fantastic. I think she deserves to be on the Vegas Strip. I don't think she deserves to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. When you're already a celebrity, what business do you have being on that show?
Thank you.
And that really bothers me. And what bothers me most is that she's probably going to go far, because Rue said at the end, I want to see more Britney. Well, why? If I wanted to see Britney Spears on RuPaul's Drag Race, I'd put Britney Spears on RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, come on, you know? She's a major celebrity. And somebody said to me, well, Courtney Act was a celebrity. Courtney Act was a celebrity in Australia, and it was a celebrity for singing, not for doing drag.
Right.
And there's a big difference there. You know, this is how she makes her money every week. So I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of talented queens out there that work their asses off every Saturday night in local bars that have an immense talent and immense creativity and don't get to be showcased. And I'm not saying this is one of those people. I've never submitted a video. I've never, ever done it, so I can complain about it. I don't know. I don't get it, I guess. But she's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. And she looks like a better Britney Spears than Britney Spears does. I don't know. For me, I don't know.
Absolutely. I agree with all of your points. My point on her is, number one, RuPaul did not end that statement with, I want to see more Britney. The full statement was, I want to see more Britney and what she can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's taking it like, and even Derek took it like, well, he wants to see more. It's like, no, he wants to see what you can do with Britney. And I'm sorry, as a boy, he's saying, well, you know, I can't change my face. As a boy, you don't look that much like Britney Spears.
No, I mean, to say that you can't change your face in drag is such a crock.
Absolutely.
Because you can look like anything. Look, you want to see how people change their face, go to YouTube and type in RuPaul 1988 and watch some of those videos that they made in New York City. You tell me that she doesn't look different now, please. Okay? I mean, you can change your face. Okay? Sometimes you can pay money to change your face, but not in the way that I'm talking about.
All I got to do is look across the table, Derek, at Kim Chi. Changing your face. I mean, seriously.
I mean, yep. They don't change their face the way that we do, Paul, with a jar of day-old mayonnaise that's been out in the sun in a syringe. But, you know, it's not. But still. And back to Kim Chi. I got to go back to Kim Chi for a second, because I'm going to say this now for the world to hear. Kim Chi is going to win season 8. I got to say it.
Wow.
I'm going to say it. I think it's her season. I really do.
You think
because
so?
She is so absolutely versatile in absolutely everything she does. I am convinced that she can do it. Because she can be gorgeous and pretty. She can be crazy like she was with a hair outfit. She can play a character. I think that she's the one that's going to do it. And she has the cutest little lisp I've ever heard in my entire life. I just think she's going to do great.
I like her, and I would be happy with her. I mean, I was not thrilled when Grape Chapstick won and did nothing with the title. But
yeah.
I would be happy with kimchi. I mean, there's a lot of them that I really, really like. There's some that I can't wait to see go home. I think that definitely Bob the Drag Queen and kimchi will be in the top three.
Well, there's a rumor that Bob doesn't make it very far. And that's been a pretty big rumor on the internet that I've been reading about the last several months. But because, you know, if it's on the internet, it's of course true.
It's absolutely
true. You never know. Yeah, you know, Garrett. I don't know. I have a funny feeling. What did you think about Robbie Turner? Now, Robbie Turner is very Jinx Monsoon. She's very old Hollywood. I feel like she's trying to be a little Bianca Del Rio and a little Jinx Monsoon. I don't know that it works.
I don't think it works at all, and I think that she's trying to be too, in the first episode, too Jinx Monsoon with attitude.
Well, I think she was trying to be a little bit too bitchy, but I have to say, a lot of that could be because of editing, because I didn't realize as a fan until several years ago how much editing actually goes into this. You know, I sat with Darian Lake a couple of weeks ago at Denny's, and we were talking about her season and how she was made to look. That is not how Darian Lake is, ladies and gentlemen. Darian Lake is not a miserable human being like she was portrayed on that show. Not at all. Not even the tiniest bit. She is fantastic. And I had a conversation with Lady Bunny once about editing on those shows. I didn't realize what they do. I mean, they spend from probably mid-August until it's released editing that show.
Right.
That's unbelievable. So,
No, that's all the reality shows. And not only do they edit the hell out of it, but they set up with the producer asking the questions, they set people up to say what they want them to say and not necessarily what their true opinion would be. But you know what? That's what we, the American people, want, obviously, because we keep watching it.
Go ahead.
I don't judge any of the queens on the behind the scene crap and the little confessionals, because I know that it's so edited and I know that it's not necessarily their opinion and their view. The reason Bianca Del Rio made it so far and won was because she was Bianca Del Rio from the first moment of the first episode all the way through.
And that's just it, Paul. I think you've nailed it. And I think that's a sign of a true performer. I mean, Roy Halock is the same as Bianca Del Rio. There's no real big difference there. I mean, there's all of Roy goes into Bianca. And, you know, and it's the same with a lot of the great ones. RuPaul is RuPaul all the time. You know, I don't care if he's in a Pharrell-looking hat, which, by the way, can we stop that look? Why is that legitimate? I just don't understand. Everybody looks like they're the president of Arby's in those hats. I just don't get it. It bothers me.
Maybe they're applying for a part-time job.
I see those big hats, Garrett, and I want a giant roast beef sandwich covered in cheese. That's not what I want to think about when I'm watching Drag Race, you know?
Well,
normally big pieces of meat covered in cheese are okay with me, but not when I'm watching Drag Race. But I digress. No, but it's, you know, and you're right. I mean, it's the same in and out of drag. And I think Robbie is going to be okay. She had, you know, I think her most endearing moment was when she was on stage and said, oh, F my life, when she said Thorgy's name wrong. I was like, God, where's that, like, silly, self-deprecating Robbie? I want to see more of that and not the, okay, we're going to paint her to be the bitchy one. You know, and that's where I don't know. I was a little let down by that. Chi Chi Devane, we can't forget to talk about her in her little garbage bag dress. She reminds me of so many of the girls that I've worked with over the years, and I'm thrilled that they have someone on that show that is just really, she's the every queen, I think. She's all these girls in these bars struggling to make it and to perform, and they all want to be stars, and I find her endearing. I really do. I don't think she's going to go super far, but I think she's absolutely adorable.
This is local, but the minute I saw her in the garbage bag dress, I thought of Dusty Box with a Tan.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love the creativeness. I love I love the fact that he's saying, you know what, I'm poor. I don't have the money to go out and buy designer gowns off the rack and all of this crap. I got to get my foundation at the dollar store. That's a fucking queen.
If you could do that and look as good as she did and make it a beautiful Drag Race, then God bless you.
Yep.
Because I think that's absolutely fantastic.
And that's what messes you up, because a lot of them, when you've got a sugar daddy, and I'm not saying that any of them do, and I'm not saying that any of them don't, but when you get a sugar daddy who's buying you everything that you need to walk out on the runway, you are not a performer.
No, I agree. And, you know, I tried the sugar daddy thing, Paul. I did. I put an ad on Craigslist that I wanted sugar daddies, and I got a box of caramel chocolates in the mail, and it was very upsetting. And now that's why I'm overweight.
So,
you know, I don't want to admit it, but I was.
Now, if I did that out here, I'd get a box of kale.
You probably would.
And you were thrilled with that.
Beet juice and kale. That's what you'd get out there, Garrett.
For sure. Yeah.
No, but overall, I think it was a good. I think it's going to be a good season. I think we're going to be in store for a lot. I know people weren't thrilled with last season. I enjoyed it for the most part. Of course, I had a friend down there, Mrs. Kasha Davis, so that's why I enjoyed it. You know, probably more than most did. But I think this is going to be a good season. I think we're going to see a lot of variety. I think there's a good mix of performers on there. You definitely see the Las Vegas, the California, and the New York Queens, and how the differences are there. They're big time differences, and I think that's good, because New York City's never really been represented in a big way besides Bianca Del Rio before, and it's nice to have three big names from New York on that show at the same time.
I think it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm even watching the Untucked online afterwards, which I'm finding more interesting than the show. At this point. And speaking of Mrs. Kasha Davis, I just want to shout out a very, very happy birthday to her today.
I know. She 30 turned, years old today.
I know. Well, she turned some number. I wasn't going to say what it
some,
was.
Some number.
She turned some number today. But I just noticed on Facebook that it's her birthday, and I hope she has a wonderful, joyous day. And I know she has a show tonight in Syracuse, so she'll be having fun tonight on stage.
With Michelle Visage, she certainly will be.
I know.
I love Michelle.
I didn't know that she came out and did club dates and stuff like that with the Queens.
Oh, absolutely. Not to a lot of places, but she definitely does. Duke at Rain in Syracuse, New York, shameless plug, hope you don't mind, does such a fabulous job of bringing in such a variety of talent that we kind of lack in this area sometimes. He brings in such fantastic performers and always does such a great job there. So, and he brings in Michelle once or twice a year, and it's a real joy. She's wonderful.
Oh, cool. All right, Frankie, can you believe our time is up already? I can't believe this. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll
always
look forward to hearing more dish and dirt and wonderful, lovely things. I want you saying lovely things, because sooner or later you're going to be on Drag Race, and I don't want them pulling up the show and saying, oh, but you've said this. So that's why I want you to say nice things.
Well, I'll be a lady, I promise.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, and have a great show tonight, doll.
Thanks
Frank,
so much.
For being
Bye,
on.
Boys.
Bye, and we'll be right back right after this.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Hey everybody, it's Garrett Miller. Check out my brand new album, Blonde Jesus, voted number one rock electronica, and the hit single, Gay Wedding.
It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
Buy your copy today at GarrettMiller.com.
There's your shameless plug for the week. So everybody go out and buy the album, because, you know, that funds more music. So I'd love to do that. So, Paul, that was so much fun. He needs to be our like weekly Drag Race contributor. Can you work
on
that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
absolutely, I will get in touch with him, and I will hold his feet to the fire.
And I want to also say that I am watching Bob the Drag Queen do crazy, because that's what you told me to Google, and I can follow directions when you tell me what to do. And I am freaking out over Bob the Drag Queen. I've never seen Bob the Drag Queen before, and I love Bob the Drag Queen. So if you don't know who Bob the Drag Queen is, I don't have cable, so I'm not watching Drag Race this year.
Oh.
So, yeah. This is all new. I'm learning something listening to the show.
Absolutely creative, amazing lip sync.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's nothing worse than a bad lip sync.
And I'll tell you, I've done some lip syncing on stage. One of the hardest things to lip sync, songs are easy. Speech. Somebody just talking. And the way he combines and, you know, cuts the tape.
There's a talent to that.
It's just, and I mean, I couldn't even come up with that shit to do. And I'm pretty creative, but I couldn't, you know what I mean? It's just, he's a genius, absolute genius. And that's the kind of drag that I like. I like anybody that can blow my mind and be like, oh my God, whether it's performance. Yep.
Because I think for a long time, you know, we've had, and no disrespect to anybody out there, but we've had some, you know, I think I've seen like two drag shows ever in my life in person, and both overwhelmed me with how underwhelmed I was by the performances. And then you watch the show like Drag Race, and you're like, holy cow, these people are spectacular. I'd go watch these, and I'd pay money to go watch these performers any day of the week. So I think, you know, when you have people that come out and really deliver on any aspect, I think it just kind of changes at least for me, that just changes my whole perception of the art of doing drag. I would have no talent at doing that whatsoever. If you put me in drag and push me out onto a stage, I'd have people throwing rotten tomatoes at me about 38 seconds into the performance. So it's, you know, there is a gift to that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely an art form. And it definitely takes a lot of talent, a lot of practice, a lot of work, and a lot of dedication. That's why I'm not a drag queen. But
you know, we have some people we need to say hi to, by the way. We need to say hi to the boys down in Austin, Lance and his, you know, lovely.
Brent,
yes. Yeah, they're listening today. So I want to say special shout-outs to those guys. We've also got Tony G out in Hackensack. And, you know, because you're pinging me on Facebook, so I know that, Tony. But for everybody who's listening, this is your first time tuning into the show, we do this live every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We say every because we've done it for like 2 weeks in a row now. But we're doing this live every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And it's uncensored, uninhibited, and whatever Paul wants to talk about. But we'll be back on Saturday.
Completely unscripted. We have no fucking idea what we're going to say or what we're going to talk about.
If I had to read a script, Paul, you'd be beating me over the head with a hammer at the end of the show because, oh, my God, you can't remember a friggin' line. So,
oh, I know. I like the organic feel of just sitting and chatting and let people
hear. I feel like
we're
at a Whole Foods radio station when you say organic feel.
Okay. We have a Whole Foods opening. I know. See, that's a polite way of letting somebody know their joke failed. But no. I'm good at that.
We've got a
Whole Foods opening up here, and I can't wait to drive by it and wave.
I like Whole Foods. I've been in there a few times. I just can't wrap my arms around paying, you know, twice what it would cost me somewhere else. But I'm sure, you know, I don't know. I like organic. I like that whole concept. But I can go to Sprouts and feel very comfortable buying their produce there and not paying nearly, you know, the same amount and being able to actually eat for a full week.
Well, I mean, Whole Foods, they just came out with already peeled oranges for you, because we all know how difficult it is.
How difficult it is to peel an orange. Oh my gosh.
It's like, oh, you fucking hipsters. See, hipsters are the new yuppie. Okay. Yuppies ruined the 80s and 90s, and hipsters are ruining
They're doing the same.
Office. It's just, you know, we don't care. If you can't chop a fucking tree down, then don't dress like a goddamn lumberjack.
Let me get the chainsaw. Is it the inside chainsaw or the outside chainsaw?
If you can't start a chainsaw, don't dress like a fucking lumberjack.
There, okay, there we go.
You know?
There we go.
No,
And what's up with the beards and the mustache things? You know, I know I do like the beard thing for the video and stuff, but never in a million years would I be wearing, you know, some big bushy beard or trying to have a handlebar mustache ever. And, you know, there are certain people that can pull it off, but if you think you're being hip and cool, then with the shaved sides of your head and your hair pulled up in a man bun.
Oh, I hate those people. I know, you know, and I just want to run up to them and just like cut that fucking man bun right off of their head. Because they look like idiots, and just because it's a new fad and you saw it in some fucking magazine because some photographer had some goddamn idea that they were going to do it, doesn't mean that everybody looks good in it, you know?
Right,
and
right.
Usually the ones that do it don't look good in it.
Well, it's like the people that go to a nude beach. You know, you have the people that go to the nude beaches, you know, and you're hoping it's going to be an Abercrombie and Fitch day, and it turns out to be, you know, a Weight Watchers after meeting day. You know, it's just never a good thing.
It's not. And the thing, that's last nude beach I went to was Black's Beach in San Diego in
Me
the
too.
'80s. And
that was you,
like,
Paul.
Yeah, probably. well, the thing is, it's no. I mean, as much nudity as I enjoy on my 5-year anniversary of paulandmass.tumblr.com, I like a little mystery in public. You know.
Yeah.
Because it's never the ones you want to see naked.
Well, that's basically it. You know, it's never the people you're going like, you should be carved in stone. Let me get a slab of marble out and, you know, we'll get to work. And it's
right.
Not those people.
No. And the human body in all shapes and sizes is a beautiful thing. But.
However.
I think that it's more of a beautiful thing if you just keep it home behind closed doors and do what you want.
Right. When I go down to Huntington Beach and at the, that's where I live, and I go down to the beach and, you know, you see all the surfers and the volleyball players and, you know, just the people in general. You know, there's definitely some eye candy that's there, but, you know, there's, you know, a lot of folks that are very proud of the shape that they are. And I don't know that for me, I have a hard time taking my shirt off at the beach. So there you go.
Oh, we've got a call. I don't think he hit one. Brent called.
I think it's going to be this line right here. So let's do it. I'm going to throw this caller on the air. And if they scream in a hissy fit or something, we'll hang up on them, but we'll unmute the line. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Brent in Austin.
Brent in Austin.
God. Yay. Texas.
Hi, boys. How are you all doing?
Well, we miss you.
I miss both of you guys. I'm loving the new show. It's it worked out perfect. I just got out of the gym and ran through the tanning bed, so I'm all ready to conquer Saturday.
Well, that's why we timed it the time that we did, because we needed to make sure you got your cardio and tan in before we interrupted your day.
I cannot... Huh?
When are you not just walking out of the gym? I mean, you're
right,
either just walking.
You're always
walking
at a spin
out.
Class. You're always at yoga.
It's either you know, it balances out the wine and the salt. So you know, you gotta do what you do. So
he can eat some salt.
Exactly. So next week, this whole weekend in Austin is just a hot mess. We've got South by Southwest. We've got the rodeo with every country star. And we got Obama in town, touring all over town, which was yesterday. But it's just, it's chaos. So next week for the festival, we're leaving town, we're heading to New York, and we're going to actually see our favorite fat man, DeCaro and Lisa, at the Beacon on Friday night.
Nice.
And then if we can lure Keith Price out, we're going to take him to Drag Queen Brunch on Sunday down in Chelsea at Intermezzo which is the one that Bianca Del Rio used to host before she said later and moved on. So
right. Oh,
well,
yeah,
that'll be
fun.
So what are you going to cook up the book on Facebook today?
You know, I take that kitchen is closed on the weekend, so we are – I think I have about 10 friends having birthday parties, so we're going to try to wheel and deal and do as much as we can with them. But, yeah, the kitchen's closed on the weekend.
Kitchen is closed. Oh, my gosh. That's a shame, but I totally get it.
You got to get Lance some KFC. The poor boy is wilting away to nothing. He needs a piece and a biscuit. He really does.
Oh, honey, I inspect his car when he comes home. He's not doing without. So we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, some couples search each other's cell phones or internet history. Brent searches Lance's car.
Oh my God! Like 5 years ago, I had this great album on Facebook. It was called Lance's Car, and I would post pictures of the bags, and I would wear like a gardening glove to show the disdain for the bags, and there would be like a trifecta with. One day was KFC, Long
John,
Taco Bell, and Burger King, all of them together. And he let me do it for about a year, and he's made me stop. And it was just, it was the best Facebook ever. So that's his fault that we're not doing it anymore.
Oh, my God.
What you should do, actually, darling, is start a secret Tumblr with it.
You know he'll catch me. I can't get away with shit with him. He is like living with Nancy Drew. I mean, if I like start singing or talking to myself in the house, magically he's standing right behind me going, who are you talking to? And I'm like, where the fuck did you come from? So, yeah, it's tough with him.
Paul?
Because he's so tiny. That's why.
That's
you can't see him. You can't hear him. No, get him a six-piece and a biscuit.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, his new nickname is Pocahontas. Because we just did the 23andMe DNA testing, and he's adopted, so we never knew what his nationality is.
Okay.
So he's everybody's from Europe at some point. So he's got a little of that. The rest of it's all Native American. So.
Wow.
I know. You know the smooth, hairless, tan muscle. Who knew? So.
I can see it.
Yeah, I know.
I can see it. I could like to see more. You know, that would be fine.
Well, you know, I ordered my Long Ranger outfit, so the role play at the house has really picked up. So
nice. That's what we need the pictures of. We'll put a secret video cam. We'll put a nanny cam in the house.
That'll be maybe the lure to get everybody over to the Tumblr page.
Right.
Fast
that would
food,
work.
And then role play.
And we'll charge $19.95 a month.
Bitch, we will take over the world with these podcasts, so.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Well, boys, I got to run, but I just wanted to tell you, I'm so proud of both of you. You're out there, you're representing, you're keeping our voice heard, you're keeping us laughing. I'm so glad I got to meet both of you in person, so y'all keep doing what you're doing for all of us out there.
Again. I want to hang out with you guys, because you know how often I get to Austin.
Well, you know that here, we're going to Gay Days out in L.A., I think it's like the beginning of October, so plan on meeting us then.
Okay, so I'll put it on the calendar because we've got Gay Days on the 19th with Derek Hartley, and that's coming up just in a short period of time. That's next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, that's the mini Gay Days, though, right?
Yeah. That's mini Gay Days. Because it's one of, you know, DNR. So you only get the D of the DNR.
Right on.
I have to throw in there, just like Dallas is not Austin, L.A. is not Anaheim.
That is true.
I am painfully aware of that. So, yeah, we will be visiting Anaheim, but staying in West Hollywood and taking
All right. Oh,
yeah, doing
a log.
We normally stay down in West Hollywood at the San Vicente. We don't. All of our friends that are used to live there no longer live there. They've thrown in the towel and moved on. So,
all right. Well,
we might
you guys
end up in Huntington Beach. So,
he's got room. He's got room.
I know.
Don't sleep with the dog. But,
and we're four blocks from the beach. So you just come in. There's good parking here too. That's the other lure of living here. There's none of this the ridiculous parking nonsense that goes on in West Hollywood. And I can walk to the beach every day. So, this would be the place
I'm so
to
jealous.
Be. Yeah. Well, come and hang out.
Well, I will. Hopefully, I'll get a picture of us for DeCaro next week at the show, and hopefully, I can.
And post
lure,
it.
Me? Do you think do I post photos? No.
No. Oh, thanks so much for calling, sweetie.
Thanks,
tell Lance
right,
and I said hi.
I love you. Good luck, guys.
Bye, Dolph.
Thanks. Take
Bye,
care.
Honey.
And so we got about 5 minutes left, Paul. Who do we want to give mad props to this week, and who do we need to say hello to and all that good stuff?
Oh, my God, my mind is absolutely blank, but I have to say that please, please, please look up Nooner with Alec and Calpurnia Adams, Alec Mappa, Calpurnia Adams, and Rachel True. I posted a link on the Radio Central, the LGBT Radio Central at Facebook, to all of their archives. That show just has me laughing so much, and I need a laugh during the day. So they're on 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock East Wednesdays on UBNRadio.com channel 1. And that's my big one besides your Rated G and Left of Straight. Although Scott's feeling bad. Scott, if you're hearing
we're sending him well wishes.
You know, happy vibes, and we wish you well, and I hope you're back at it Monday night, Scotty, and that's all I have.
Okay. Well, then we still have to give a shameless plug to Derek and Romaine, derekandromaine.com. Go and sign up for their service and help grow the empire for radio of the LGBT community.
Yes, absolutely. And they just had their 100 hours last night.
100 hours yesterday. Can you believe they've had 100 shows already?
No, they haven't. They've done 100 hours. They did 50
shows. Well, that's what I meant, 100 hours of shows.
Yeah.
So 50 shows.
Oh, 100 hours of shows.
You are pretty, Paul.
I know. I really am. And follow Super Gay Radio on Twitter, and you'll be able to find out the porn birthday of the weekend. And this porn birthday, we do have a clip that will be posted also. So you have to
follow
me there. I've only got 14 people follow me on that fucking Twitter. Step up your game there, people. It's just a click follow. You know what I mean? It's not that difficult. One fucking punch.
If you build it, Paul, they will come.
I hope so.
Yeah. So the other things we want to make sure everybody knows about, of course, we got the Rated LGBT Radio Facebook page. Go like that. On the show page today, we've got a couple of things that I want to point out to you. Number one, we have an anonymous 10-question survey. It's super, super easy, and we would love your feedback. It helps us identify where callers are calling from geographically, ages, interests, what you like, what you don't like, and you just go ping, 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 ping. So unless in the comments you say, hi, I'm Paul in Mass, and here's where I live, I never know who is filling out the survey. But it does help us when we're looking at targeting what we're doing, and we appreciate that. I've also put up, this is, I say newer, it's just returning because now it's worked and it's official. It's the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag. And if you've ever listened to the show in the last 4 years and have heard one of the authors, one of the musicians, one of the people making movies, I've gone back into the archives just the last 2 years because it takes a little bit of time and recreated this swag bag. So if you would like to support indie people in general, that's, you know, that's usually what we have on the show. You now have an easy way to go back and click and purchase from any of the people who have been on the show. We've got tons of LGBT people. We've got tons of the straight community. We've got tons of everybody. And we want to make sure that if you want to go and buy their stuff, you don't say, oh, how do I go find it? What's that? Whatever. And there you go. It's the same price as you pay on Amazon. It's an affiliate page. So it helps give the people who've been on the show a little bit of traction. And it's an easier place for you to shop. So if you feel like doing that, please do so. And then, share that with your friends who are tuning into the program. We always appreciate that. This next week on the show, of course, we'll be back next Saturday. But on Monday, we have Chris Ando. He's the author of Delusions of Grandeur. He's going to be my guest the entire hour. We're just going to chat about whatever. He says, well, what do you want to talk about? And I said, we're going to sell some books, but, we're just going to chat. So that'll be Monday's show. Tuesday, I have Jeff Michaels. He's also a metaphysical author. He's been on the show as Tarot Jeff on Tarot Tuesdays for a period of time. But he has a book out we're going to talk about. Psychic Zoe Niklaus joins us Wednesday on Rated LGBT Radio on Thursday. We have Rob Watson. We're welcoming back Greg Archer of the new web series called the You and the Me. And then next Friday on the Friday Night Dance Party, we have Oleg out of New York calling to talk about his new album. And that's what's happening in the world of radio on this particular channel. Paul, anything else real quick? We've got about 10 seconds.
Actually, yes, I'm going to be on Scott's show, Left of Straight, Blog Talk Radio, Left of Straight, Tuesday evening in the 6 o'clock hour.
There we go. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye,
You've been
all.
Listening to Rated G Radio.